is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is finally Friday. They call it Lover's Friday because it's actually Friday the 13th and one day before Valentine's Day. What are you and your Valentine doing tomorrow? I'm hoping that she cooks. I mean, someone got to cook.
Yeah.
And someone got
to
eat.
Come to Mardi
Gras. Yeah. Or you come to Mardi Gras.
I was about to say come to Mardi Gras.
That's my Deacon's College Alumni Association.
Giants in the house.
I'm excited. Every time they pass by about their events and activities, I tend to get excited. But this time, they explained to me that the Alumni Association is bigger than I thought. Mm-hmm. Because I have Girth Jack Ford in studio, mm-hmm. and I thought that he was the alumni president. He said, no, I'm the president of the Nassau chapter. Mm-hmm. Ask how many chapters there is. It's apparently there's a Grand Bahama chapter, there is a New Providence chapter, mm-hmm. and then there's overall mm-hmm. alumni. So I don't think no other school does that, mm-hmm. right?
No,
I'm going to go in detail with that because I want to give some shout out on how the organization is, what y'all are doing. Why are you all so active? Right? You know about Zach being active.
Our school.
Yeah, that's what it is.
You know about
Aaron Bailey being mm-hmm. active.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
then St. John's, yeah. I think, yeah. may have the strongest or most vibrant alumni association that does things amongst themselves. Mm-hmm. So I want to hear about that story. And without further ado, I want to introduce Mr. Girth Jack Ford, who's mm-hmm. here with my mm-hmm. aunt Jacqueline
that's
Duncan.
Right.
And of course, she's all anything with St. John's, she's there.
Oh,
and
yeah.
she just says, show up.
Oh, yeah.
She's
right.
show up and then
oh,
take
yeah.
over.
Yeah. Oh,
she's
yeah.
show up and take over.
That's us.
So I'm excited to have her here. But before that, I want Ford give a narrative. Explain how come you all have like four different chapters and what are the chapters, who the presidents, give the shout outs there, mm-hmm. and then give the mandate of you. Mm-hmm. And then mm-hmm. the mandate of the various organizations within mm-hmm. that and subcommittees.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, the various island chapters mm-hmm. Have the mandate to support the overall alumni. Mm-hmm. Okay, because mm-hmm. what we do is if you're a resident in Nassau, mm-hmm. Then you come to the Nassau chapter mm-hmm. Events. But of course, there's a rather strong Grand Bahama, mm-hmm. Pretty strong Bimini mm-hmm. As well as Exuma.
Mm-hmm.
So when they decide to do things, mm-hmm. they come amongst themselves and mm-hmm. do things, and then when the overall alumni
October,
association mm-hmm. is mm-hmm. doing something, mm-hmm. then they come and pool resources. Mm-hmm. So now mm-hmm. what we have the Mardi Gras tomorrow, which mm-hmm. we can talk about in a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So all of the island chapter representatives will send their support mm-hmm. either in funds or in kind mm-hmm. To support this great fundraising effort.
Mm-hmm. That is different. Mm-hmm. I tend to be an advisor for a number of alumni associations mm-hmm. starting up and giving advice on what they need to be doing, mm-hmm. on the articles mm-hmm. and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the first time I'm now appreciating different chapters of an alumni
mm-hmm.
association.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to listen to, and just to get recording since to carry back now.
Mm-hmm.
See, I got to listen to St. John's, right? And I want to still know, like, how do you organize that? And how does it work? Do you work WhatsApp groups?
So,
tell me.
Well, mm-hmm. the technology now is there such that you can with WhatsApp, with email,
Facebook, that's right, Zoom meetings.
And so forth, yeah, Zoom
mm-hmm.
meetings.
Mm-hmm.
And we're to the point where our chapter meeting, the last chapter meeting that
hybrid.
We had at the beginning of, at the end of.
Of
January.
January.
Remember now, our February meeting is Tuesday coming.
That's correct.
It's
that's
the third
correct. That's
Tuesday.
In each month.
In the month.
For Nassau.
Okay, so we have that locked in.
So you meet every month?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Y'all, that want to go back to high school, you meet every month?
Yes. You can be intentional.
I'm listening.
Oh, yeah. Well, and you see, we have... next year is the 80th.
That's it. That's it right there.
And so there are plenty of plans afoot.
You got to bring them
in. And so we need, you know, they're literally thousands.
Oh, yes.
When a school has been around for 80 years,
oh, yeah.
you're going to have thousands of alumni.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we have, as you said, we have an active alumni association, but yet we know that there are a lot of people out there,
mm-hmm.
and like you say, and like the Bible say, in the highways and byways, that we got to go and grab them
and say,
hey, look, we are, you are part of us. You graduated with us. You went to school with us. Whether you were up there on the hill on Market mm-hmm. Street or mm-hmm. whether you were to the new school.
Stapleton Gardens.
They're new anymore, but,
that's right.
but Stapleton Gardens.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're part of us, so come and be, come and participate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. every year we have the old school dance.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And so
Mardi Gras every year.
Yeah, Mardi Gras every year. So we have these standing events.
Oh, yeah.
But next year we hope to have
big and grand.
A raffle. We hope
oh, yeah, big
to
and
have
grand.
A bank. Oh, yeah. Really blow it up.
I like that old school dance idea.
Oh, yeah.
And the Alumni Association puts that on?
Yes, yeah. Purely the Alumni Association. And it is fabulous. You come with your daishiki and your bell bottoms
oh,
and
yeah.
your platform.
Chicken in the bag.
You know, and we dance to Casey and the Sunshine Band.
Yeah.
And oh, yeah, oh, yeah, we do the Hully Gully.
Old school.
It's an old school event, and we really have fun.
I already get.
There's plenty band gay to get that you want to fly the next morning.
I already have callers, but how do you keep like young graduates involved in alumni? You're all old people. I mean, not except you and Jackie. I know you're not an old woman.
No,
I mean, how you all get young people to join the alumni and say, I come into your meetings, and you're all over 40, man.
Well, I tell you what, my dear nephew, CA, we have to be intentional. And that's a challenge, reaching the generations after us. Because next year will be 50 years for me. Since I graduated from St. John's.
50 years,
1977. I'm still looking young, right?
Mm-hmm.
Very good. But you know, St. John's College has been too good to us. And each of us has something to do, something to give. And it's important that we give back. The Bible says, to whom much is given, much is required. And so we've been intentional. We've been intentional bringing back. We just basically got established by statutory-wise. Recently.
But you've been active for decades.
But we've been active, right? But we've been, see, that's why we've been trying to work it in, push it through. But now, we're on the forward movement.
Yeah.
And we're moving strong. Well, you saw the 75th, we had a big display to the mall at Marathon.
Yes.
And you saw that no other school came with that display to the mall or any other malls, whether it's Government High or SAC. No.
What do you say to schools who want to become alumni of schools who want to be active, but they say, all the graduates seem despondent.
Well, I put it to you this way. We sat under some trees in the schoolyard that someone has planted some seeds in. They planted some seeds in the yard.
Mm-hmm.
And we ought to go back now and plant some more seeds.
Yeah. What do you tell people?
That's a simple fix. See, because see, you didn't just make it as the big corporate lawyer or the doctor, the Indian chief, whatever. You had to go to school.
Mm.
And you had teachers, and they did sacrificial work, and they gave. We have to give back. The school can't fund itself through the school fees. The alumni is the greatest force. You can imagine the thousands that have come through St. John's College and other schools. Well, we have to now give, each of us only give a dues, $60 a year, $5 a month. That's menial. But I always tell them, an alumni, when I meet with them later on, I'm glad we did the class listings.
Mm-hmm.
We were very intentional with that because, see, when they did the 70th for St. John's in 2017, when they did that, I say, wait, we doing a disservice to ourselves because we're trying to do all this work for 70 years with five people working this.
Mm.
People want to see their name on a board, on a piece of paper, even if it's just a cardboard. They want to see, because see, when I see your name on that cardboard under the class year, I'm holding you accountable. Because I can say, look here, see, I see your name in the class of, or Jackie, I see your name in the class of 77. We need some donations from you. We need some dollars, or we need a hookup. And you have something to give back, so don't come with no other excuses.
I like that.
And just to kind of piggyback, I really must give props to Mr. Andrew Five Albury.
Who's Andrew?
Is a graduate
was the
of
leader.
St. John's
yeah, 19,
who really took this Alumni
73.
Association idea and really, he took it on his back. and mm-hmm. it was through conversations with him, mm-hmm. a good St. Agnes man.
Oh, yes.
Right? By conversations with him, he lit the fire in me. Because I was one of those alumni.
Oh, yeah, just
you know,
right there.
I said, okay, I mm-hmm. graduate high school, well, mm-hmm. fine.
That's a pass.
Yeah, that's a pass. Let me go on.
I go on to COB,
I went to Tuskegee University. Mm-hmm. I continued my education. Mm-hmm. But now that I'm... You know, at this age, and I'm looking and I'm saying, hey.
Gotta give back?
Look at St. John's. Look at my school.
Mm-hmm. You need some encouragement.
Need help.
And paging up.
Need help.
Let me do what I can.
Everything. You know? And you see what happened, like Gert said, with Andrew Albee, and we give him kudos. See, then it was more every October. That last week in October, they went to the domestic travel to the various islands. They went to Bimini. They went to Freeport. And it was a fellowship type thing mm-hmm. where you come and you gather as alumni. Whoever comes, it's a small group. And they came and they fellowship. But it was that same core of that same bunch of people core. And I would say the core of the whole work of the alumni is from that same Market Street Hill North. Mm-hmm. Father Dudley Strawn put it in our spirit from our school song, "Come forth, all you scholars, you old ones and new. Boast proudly the school that was founded by you. Join hands in support of the structure you built, your nurture through harness. Give what you will. Sing loudly its praises and lend it your aid. St. John's must not die, nor its name ever fade. You can't let St. John's name fade.
But that by itself would invoke passion. So apparently every school needs some kind of pledge.
Yeah.
But guess what?
That reminds you that you need to come back.
But guess what? See, you had a very violent point. Valid point there. Father Strawn, Dudley Strawn on Market Street Hill. Every single morning was a assembly, and every single morning as an church was a mass.
Yeah.
But every morning we had to sing the school song. It just started about probably 73, I'll say probably in 73 they brought that school song. It was written by Susan Wallace, the words, and the music was by Muriel Innes, from principal at St. Anne's. Mm-hmm. But that school song, we had to learn it, though, and feeling. It's four verses, but we sang the first and the last. But guess what? Do you know, after they relocated from Market Street Hill North, that would have been in January 79, I think it was. Because we would have been, 77 would have been the last formal, and then 78 was the ones who lastly there. But 79 graduated from Stable and Guides. After them, what happens? If you don't be intentional with securing their memorials, they get dropped. So there are a number of alumni among us who don't know the school song. Mm. And we are now intentionally trying to teach it to them.
Yeah.
Listen to the words of it, because we have a responsibility to give back.
Before we start talking about Mardi Gras, mm-hmm. we got to talk about Mardi Gras for the last 15 minutes before we go, right?
Mm-hmm.
What does the alumni do in terms of giving back? Give me some examples of what you have done or what you are encouraging your membership to do.
Well, by giving back simply, I'll let you continue. First thing we do, like simple things, as simple as this may be. School opens in September. Cool treats. Serve water. Serve sweet drinks, cool drinks for the hot air atmosphere. But it's a means for the students to see us, to touch us. You come to Founders Day every year, January. Mm-hmm. We bring little treats. We sit down with them under the tree in the classrooms. We give them pep talks and mm-hmm. stuff.
So you must make sure the current students see you active and involved.
And not only that, when it's graduations in June, we give every graduate an alumni pin. I'm not wearing my one right now because I have my bag somewhere pushed down. But we give them a pin.
So it's important that Alumni Association welcome new alumni.
Yes, that's it right there.
They have to be.
We tell them, you're leaving these halls now as a student graduate. But you are now officially an alumni.
Mm-hmm.
Alumna, young ladies, alumni, young men, us, young men.
Mm-hmm.
But we are all alumni. Look back, give back. Don't forget, don't leave St. John's behind when you walk out the doors.
Right.
Keep them
right.
in your heart.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And because we have a responsibility to give back.
Yeah.
Okay?
The kinds of things that we do mm-hmm. in terms of the alumni, St. John's has secured some land,
mm-hmm.
Right? To the west,
mm-hmm.
Where we intend to build a field.
That's right, track and field.
Track and mm-hmm. field area.
Mm-hmm.
And then especially with the Junior John Canoe. The alumni mm-hmm. are very, very active, making sure that the materials are there so that the children have the art and craft materials for their costumes and so forth. So they're tangible things.
Tangible things.
Oh, yeah. And mentorship programs are ongoing. Yeah, mentorship programs. Yeah. And every graduate year, we encourage them, go to the school, see what has to be intentionally done. If it's painting, if it's probably doing a decorative or beautification or whatever. Mm-hmm. But now that we are formalized statutory-wise, greater things come in.
Greater. Let's talk about Mardi Gras. Yeah. When is Mardi Gras, Adi?
Tomorrow.
February 14th.
You'll have Mardi Gras on Valentine's Day.
Well, that's the best day to have a Valentine's when you look at a day of love. Because guess what? This is a family affair. Mm-hmm. All generations from 1947 when John started, straight through. There are activities for all generations. Mommy could come, daddy could come, children could come, aunties could come, Gordies could come. Cousins to come, siblings to come, classmates to come. It's a fellowship. It's a reunion. It's a family affair from 12 p.m. to 12 a.m.
12 p.m. to 12 a.m. Mardi Gras is going on. And it's going to be the great return. Every alumni tend to gather, return to the school.
Exactly. In their school shirts, too. And then they change for the launch, or in the launch. So while the parents are late evening in the launch area, the kiddies are in the movie room, and the youth are in the dance, a big dance. Oh, yes, and we having a big bingo. So there's activities and fun for everyone. Yeah. Now, lots of food, drinks, and stuff.
You know, everyone knows I went to SAC. But Heron, every year when I was in school, you hear St. John's having its Mardi Gras. Therefore, we all have to sojourn. It's like the Red Cross Fair. We have to sojourn and pay tribute to St. John's. That's all the private schools going to St. John's for the Mardi Gras.
That's correct.
Why people go to the Mardi Gras, though?
Well, I mean, I recall as a young kid, you know, that Thursday or that Friday before, you know, pile up in the old man car.
Oh, yeah.
And we go to Max and we try to see if we can get some decent shoes or decent tennis, you know. Then we go to another clothing store, see if you get a nice shirt, some nice jeans. Mm-hmm. You know, you stepping out. So that's why we're tomorrow being Valentine's Day. Yeah. We expect everybody to be all, as we behave and say, all Valentine's up.
All Valentine's up.
All Valentine's up, right?
But that green will be there, though.
The green will be there.
Put it back on.
I have a quick call I want to include in this conversation. Then we continue to talk about Mardi Gras before we go. Go ahead, caller. Guiding Radio AM, you're live.
Good morning, Mr. Nuri. How you doing, sir?
Doing well. How you doing?
Fine, and you and to your guests. You know, Mr. Nuri, I'd like to congratulate the old scholars and, you know, the alumni of St. John's College for keeping it up. I've been out of May, and you know, the Prime Minister went to St. John's on Market Street at the top.
Right. 68.
Him and I went Eastern Junior and Eastern Senior on Market Street and Madera Street. He went on to St. John's. I went to the Government High. Mm-hmm. But I would like to say, you know, a big hats off to St. John's because they've been having events from, I love the olden goldies that they have every year there. You know, I like to go back to the Barry White and Teddy Pendergrass and all of them kind of days, you know what I mean? And they have that religiously, and I don't think I've missed one of those olden goldies. St. Joseph's does the same thing on Farrington Road. Mm-hmm. And Government High, I have a problem with the Government High old scholars. They seem to only celebrate when they are 100 years old or when they 50 years old, and they don't seem to do it every year. They don't seem to encourage people to do this thing and get people together every year. But all you do is have your old schoolmates dying, your government high schoolmates, your Jokaloo friends, your church friends, and your neighborhood friends. They just dying every day. We getting older. I'm 74, Mr. Nuri. Mm-hmm. And I still here, and I still, when you say olden goldie gum, I might not have a wheelchair, but I got a four-wheel, not a walking stick. So I grab my wheelchair sometime, and I get on the floor, and I hold on the wheelchair, and I don't want to shake the hip left, right, and center, and I have a good time.
Thank you very much, Spock. I appreciate it. So tomorrow is Mardi Gras. It starts at 12 p.m. What to expect? Now, first of all, do I need to pay to get in? I mean, I know what the answer
is. You pay a minimal $2.
$2. So $2. I pay $2 to go in, and then what happens?
After that, There's a whole suite of offerings for you.
Yeah. Is there
from
enough parking
food
for everybody?
There's lots of stuff for all ages. Oh, yeah. Okay, you start with the little kiddies. Oh, they're gonna have all the sweets and treats. I understand that they're gonna have the little train.
Ferris wheel, more or less.
The little train thing for them to sit there and ride. So there'll be lots of games for them to play. And then as you come to the older, there'll be some other games for the older. Then we're gonna
for
have
youth.
Food. I understand that they're gonna have pizza.
Food trucks.
The food trucks and stalls. Bahamian, good Bahamian food there. And
international
the Alumni Association, I'd be remiss the alumni chapter president if I did not put a plug for this
big
bingo.
The big bingo.
I have been on some other promotions where we've been talking about how this bingo going to be the biggest bingo the Bahamas has ever
good prices.
Seen.
I like
good
prices.
Price.
Excellent
good price.
All
good prices.
St. John's Anglican, so I know they have that Anglican spirit of big prices.
I won't
carry home a washing machine.
Bring it in. And you know something, like I said, there's lots of food, lots of drinks. And there's a wide space in St. John's because behind that school is all kind of land in there. So we're going to have sections for the children, kiddies, sections for the youth, sections for the adults. And then, of course, the middle area will be for general area, but it's going to be entertainment galore. But you know something? Sparky said something that is so key. He says that every year, us having it every year is a... People want things to do. Activists are family affair, all generations. So you come, you can put the kids some there, the youth there, the adults some there, and all have fun.
I see I have another call I want to engage you. So Kermit Patch that call through. Go ahead, caller. You're live. We're talking about St. John's Alumni Association. Go ahead.
Hi, morning. How are you?
Doing well. Go ahead, ma'am.
Well, my name is Marsha Stubbs. I'm calling from Freeport. I'm just saying an encouragement to everybody. I'm an alumna of St. John's from 1975. We celebrated our 50th year last year and into this year. And just want to say to everybody, be out to the Mardi Gras. The best fun you will ever have is at St. John's College Mardi Gras.
Amen.
There you go. And thanks very much.
That's right.
You know what's impressed me? You just heard a voice in your ear say, oh, that's class of 75.
Oh, yes, right away.
Before she started talking, and you already know who she is.
And that's key. Because you know what it was, just like how we did that display at the mall. It's all about recognition of people. Yeah. Everyone matters. And everyone wants to be recognized.
So it's important to celebrate fellow alumni?
Whether they're on the streets still whopping and strung out, or whether they're big time judge, and we have plenty of them. Mm-hmm. Trust me, everyone wants to know, because when we greet each other, we say, you're a true blend of hearts. And we encourage them who's still struggling, you're bigger than this. Much bigger than this. And it's all about connecting. See, the Lord allowed each of us to meet some people along the road. You happen to have gone to the road up on Fox Hill, and I happen to go on Market Street Hill, just not far from where I lived. But the Lord allowed us to meet people throughout the years. And now we have to, it's intentionally, many of them now are challenged health-wise or even otherwise. But just to know that there's some happy moments when they can remember good days, nothing like that.
It's
and
memories.
St. John's Mardi Gras is one of good memories.
Trust me.
So safety and security, it'll be enforced.
Oh, yeah.
So, good.
Oh, yeah.
So I ain't got to worry about nothing.
You ain't got to worry about nothing like that. The police will be out.
And do you all always have a group of men at the front gate who collect the money,
that's
but they organize everyone? Who they?
That's the Anglican Church men. Kudos for years now. The Anglican Church men, and I go to Holy Cross Anglican Church, and my ACM chapter president, Christian Knowles, he sent something in the chat. He said, okay, I need names. Who's coming from 12 to 2? Who's going to man from 2 to 4? And so forth. So I could put names in because Holy Trinity sent in, St. Agnes sent in.
That's probably
St. Ambrose sent in.
Voluntarism.
And everybody, and you know, it's really good when people see men.
Especially
all right?
Men.
In our country, education seems to be really, really dominated by women. And so it's
that's
really
true.
Important so that when we see an event like this that is around a school where you see men participating and taking such a pivotal role.
And not only that, you know it's a joy to see me, for me, to see the men bringing their little children out to the fair. Man, look here, that's been so much joy. It's good interview. I said, Sir Pa's Day out, Godfather Day out, come bring those children. Nothing likes being there. It's a family, wholesome fun. It's like the Red Cross Fair. Man, the Mardi Gras is next to that, on top of that.
When I go to the Mardi Gras, you all have like seem to have an international section.
Yes.
All kind of foreign food. Where you get the foreign food from?
Because you have teachers here, and then you have parents, and then you have vendors, number one. Because look here, this world is a global world. Mm-hmm. Just in Nassau, global. Yeah. And we
it's
want
much that, easier to, than you much, think much to get, international people
Rody curry, whatever. Mm-hmm. No, you want that.
It tastes good. It's like authentic type food.
Uh-huh. Authentic food.
And it's good to expand your horizons and develop your palate to see what other people, how other people season their food and so forth.
And let's not forget that the comfort of every year. I have to give kudos to the Strawn sisters.
Oh, amen.
Karen Strawn and Michael Strawn and Zandra and Flora.
The Strawn family,
they are alumni in John's College, and they had the best comforters. And trust me, they give back everything back to the school.
The whole money.
They fund their stall, and they give back the whole hog go back to St. John.
And before we go, because I have another school who wants to come upstairs shortly, right?
Okay, yes.
Before you go, you mentioned some kind of lounge. Which means lounge? Yes.
Every year, the alumni, Jackie said, those who have children, young children, come to the Mardi Gras and, turn the children loose and let them go.
Yeah, have fun with
their friends. It's safe. Go.
And so now, for other fairs, what do you do as an adult?
What do you do as an adult?
Well, we have the alumni lounge.
Alumni lounge.
Where you come, we have chairs set up. We have the sofa set up. We have the standing tables.
Very high end.
With music and everything set up, and nice little hors d'oeuvres.
Right, and we have, like you say, hors d'oeuvres. And some drinks there. And we mingle and we do real networking.
And
the fullest time is had by all.
Awesome.
Just so I know some of my alumni colleagues who they don't really care about anything else.
Except
they just come in for their lounge.
That's right. You know,
they come in with their funds for the lounge.
Oh yeah.
So how much money I got to bring? I know I come in.
As much as possible.
Bring as much as possible, because trust me, with that bingo and winning them nice prices and buying a nice food.
Then you say you want the washer, right?
Yeah. You want to wash your eyes and bring penny money.
Bring penny money.
It's $2 to come in.
Good. Yeah.
But I'd say average wise, I'd say maybe about $40 each, $50 each. I write to my husband, look here. I have my only $50 in my hand. Because when I want a little daiquiri or that nice little snow cone or my comforts and my wings, because it can be some, and the tropical jam and all that, I want a little taste of every little thing. Plus playing my games. So that's only minimal now. I mean, it's up to you. Because the children need to have their own budget. Because I don't know. Don't come board. Because one day when I Mardi Gras too. You come, you go buy your tickets to them to in the bank.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then you travel with your tickets around the place.
Mm-hmm. So it's much safer.
So if you happen to see some tickets up on the ground, just pick them up.
God bless me.
Yes.
Okay.
It's safe.
And tomorrow. Tomorrow is St. John's Mardi Gras.
All day.
From 12 to 12.
Oh, yeah.
The Alumni Association, St. John's Mardi Gras Association. St. John's Alumni Association will be present.
Correct. Oh, yeah, present.
Because Mardi Gras, I want to be clear, the Mardi Gras is a PTA.
It's a PTA event.
Okay, it's a PTA event. So let's be clear.
Yes,
and I don't want to step on their toes.
Exactly, because they're the organizer. Sean Evans
is the president. Dania Clark is the vice
president. Okay. So they're doing a great job. Mm-hmm. And we just, as alumni, we just happen to have stalls, because alumni can have stalls, as well as each class having a stall.
And you give back all that money to the PTA.
Give back. Well, of course, with the other stalls, you probably give back percentage-wise. Mm-hmm. But overall, it's all about giving back. So again, we invite all alumni from 1947 to present. Come with your mummy, your daddy, your grammy, your uncle.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair. Grandfathers, grandmothers, godparents, bring them all. Bring your sisters, siblings, your cousins.
Tomorrow.
Link up tomorrow. Yes. You probably haven't seen each other since Christmas, but link up tomorrow.
Link up tomorrow.
And all alumni, raise your scholars.
Call your class.
Call your class, because we're in the middle of the day. You take a picture, a cool picture, you get posted all over social media.
And if you don't alumni paraphernalia, still come.
We have something to sell for you right there.
For you to buy. If you want one hat, you want one towel or
something?
They can
be right on sale. Oh, yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, too.
Thank you for having us.
Guardian Radio AM, we're going to take a quick commercial break. I was talking to God Jack Ford and Miss Jacqueline Duncan.
Popol Duncan.
I was going to say, I answered the word Popol inside there.
Popol Duncan.
I just came in Duncan today. Popol Duncan.
I said, born a Popol.
There you go.
Stay a Popol.
We'll be right back.
Thank you so much, Chris. Appreciate that, man.
They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Rona. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center or imaging at Grosvenor today.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Wait, you know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing the knife to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
Wait, he fooled with Joe girl?
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't back down for nothing. So that means he got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you want?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. You gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, you know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody call me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you.
So how do I avoid?
All you gotta do is call them, or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me? Uh-uh.
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then you can get the pen from them, and they can claim a reward later using that same pen.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you're saying.
Calls 328-847-242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. Of course, this is C.A. Nuri, and we're continuing our expose of alumni associations. In studio, we have C.C. Sweeting. What year you are?
1986, would you believe it?
You are
40 years, a whole generation.
1986.
86.
So this is a class of 1986 that class. Doing something big?
Beg your pardon?
You're doing something big.
Yeah, we're doing something big. You know, it's 40 years, a lot has happened within 40 years, and this is a year of Thanksgiving and celebration. We are celebrating a whole generation, because you know, according to the biblical times, mm-hmm. 40 years is a generation.
It's a generation.
It's a whole generation. So we are celebrating. We have lost so many friends and loved ones along the way, and this is a celebration of life.
This is a particular class that is celebrating, and
yes.
You're celebrating 40 years, and this is C.C. Sweden's class of 1986. Yes. Why did you decide to celebrate?
We decided to celebrate because as we, you know, a few of us friends, we always get together so often. We get together, a few us guys, we shoot pool together. Sometimes, like once a month, we get together, we shoot pool, and then we get together with the girls sometimes. And during the Christmas holiday, we had a party at one of the classmates' house. Mm-hmm. And we talked about it, and we said, yeah, you know, some 40 years. We realized 40 years.
Let's do something.
Let's do something. We did something for our 20th year or so, and it was spectacular. Mm-hmm. And so we're hoping that this one will be bigger and better. And we're hoping that we'll raise enough funds that we'll be able to do something good for the students there at the C.C. Sweeting Senior.
So let's talk about the event, right? You're celebrating 40 years.
Yes.
You're trying to get your entire class to come back, wherever they are, make an effort to come back and have this celebration. What is exactly you're going to do?
Okay, we're hoping we have a whole list of stuff that we're going to be doing on that particular on the day of our anniversary. We have a lot of stuff leading up to.
Okay.
So
let's talk about the leading up to. So just in case people who are listening, who is not inside your WhatsApp group, want to participate in one or two of the other events, and then, of course, they come in and participate in the big event. So what all is still pending, and then go straight to the big event afterwards?
Okay. The first thing we have out of the gate, this is our launch. We wanted to give persons time to catch themselves during the month of January, because you know January is basically a slow month. People coming off of Christmas break,
have 56
everything
days.
Like that. Yeah, so we wanted to give people a chance to catch themselves. But then we thought about it, saying February being the month, and so we wanted to have a post Valentine dance, and it's going to be 80s music and backward. You know, so we're going from 80s back to the 70s, 60s. Whatever
old school dance.
Old school dance segment. And we're asking the mature crowd. Now, I know you mentioned about our old alumni and our old classmates and stuff coming out, but we don't just want them. Mm-hmm. We want alumni from Aaron Bailey have a great alumni. If people from Aaron Bailey want to come out, people from GHS, we want to invite the grown folks.
Open to the public then?
Open to the public. It's just not to our school.
So where the event is going to be?
The event is going to be held at the CC Sweeting.
Okay.
Senior high school. And we're going to be using the auditorium there. And because we wanted to take it back to the school. Because I remember when we used to have our school dance, you used to pay a dollar or 50 cents back in the day to be able to come out of your clothes and out of your uniform and come in your own regular clothes. Mm-hmm. But now we're asking people to dress up, come out, bring out your best stuff. And look here, one of the things we have going around in our group, we say 40 and fabulous. 40 we look good for 40 years.
I mean, you kind of look, I mean, well.
Yeah. Come on, tell me. If I look old, tell me.
You look. Yeah, you look. Yeah, go ahead.
I tell you. So we've been keeping it together, and I know I look good. I know I look young.
It's good to stay positive.
Yes, and I have kids. My youngest is 30 years old.
Yeah, my God.
And when I go out with her, they ask her who this fella is.
Yeah.
And I just have to remind them, and she's up there. No, this is my daddy.
You know.
So we want to celebrate life. You know, one of the greatest tragedies, they said, is not dying. A lot of people worry about dying. Oh, I might die and this. No, the greatest tragedy is not living. You know, understand? And so we as the 48th year group, we want to tell people this is a celebration. We want to come together and do, because no one knows who's going to be the next person.
So when is the event itself?
The event is on the 28th.
The 28th of February.
Yes.
February 28th is the old school dance.
Old school
dance. It's open to the public. It's going to be at CC
Sweeting, senior high school. Yeah, so we're going to ask persons, come on. And then the tickets are $25.
Oh, that's cheap.
I'm telling you, and it includes one drink, and it comes with a drink. You know, and today, just to purchase a drink as you go out, just to get one drink now, it's about $15.
I know.
They told me $15 off the top. So technically, you're spending only $10 entrance fee, and you're getting a drink for $15. All right? But our drinks are not going to be $15 because we want to take it back to some old school prices. So we're going to try and keep our prices as low as we can. But we want persons to come out and have fun. Have clean, wholesome fun and have security. We're going to have security. It's really going to be enforced. We're looking for the grown folks. We're looking for persons, even young people, they want to come out. If you know how to behave yourself and you know how to conduct yourself well and enjoy yourself, this is what it's about. It's about having fun. Loads of fun on that night.
Okay. We can talk about that event before we go again. What else are you doing?
Okay, we're gonna be doing a fun run walk.
When that is?
That is slated. We want to do that sometime around April. Because we want to do something heading into each month. We want to do something different, and we want to keep building the momentum.
Sounds like a year-long celebration.
Well, it's not going to be. We're going to do from now until we would have graduated. We would have left school in June. And we would have had our graduation. So we're trying to bring it down to June. So we're still in the formulating stages, because we want to, some of us didn't make prom. Like me, I didn't make prom, right?
No,
there's a lot going on at that time. But the thing about it is, we even want to do a prom night. You understand me? So we're going to carry on and do some stuff and really, you know, really bring it back to old school. We really want to bring it back to that time.
Now, CCC Sweden is a public school.
It's a public school.
I won't boast or be bragging. I went to them from private school, so, you know, they have an air about us. We expect to celebrate. Mm-hmm. I see you all have a shirt and thing.
Yeah, Matt, but this is a shirt from our 28th year.
Oh, okay.
So I brought this one out, and we didn't finish printing our t-shirts yet.
School print shirt and thing too?
Yeah, man. Listen, we carry on. Let me tell you something. We came from a great background. We came from a background that dared to dream, to know that you could become whatever you want. Right now, the Governor General of the country was one of our PE teachers at the school at the time, Cynthia Mother Pratt.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm telling you, some good things came out of CC. She pushed some good stuff. Mm-hmm. She did some good stuff. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we really are a good alumni group. We're gonna have our anniversary, our banquet. It's gonna be, we're gonna do it. We're slinging it for the ending part of June.
You're in a banquet too?
Yeah, man. Our last banquet we had was in 1986, when we did the 86, our 20-year anniversary. We did our banquet back then it was the British Colonial Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And we had the Defense Force Band was there playing for us. We just do things top-notch.
Mm-hmm.
I want to tell people it's not going to be any half show here. everything is going to be top notch. We did Humanitarian of the Year, so we're still looking for a person that we. So if you know anyone you could nominate for Humanitarian of the Year, could be a Humanitarian of the Year who is giving back to their community, doing stuff, and helping in the community. We're looking for a Humanitarian of the Year. Last 20 years ago, our Humanitarian of the Year was Zena Berland, and she donated some between $10,000 and $15,000 to what we were doing, and she was our humanitarian.
We have a caller who wants to engage you, but does your class give back to the school? No, keep that there. I'm going to engage this caller. I want to hear what you're doing for the school. It's good to celebrate her party and thing, but I want to know that you're giving back. Go ahead, Kermit. Connect this caller for me, please. Guardian Radio AM, you're live.
Guardian Radio, Mr. Nurian to the CC Sweden crew.
Yes.
I hear y'all are talking a lot about CC Sweden, which is good. You know, CC Sweden had a rough time back in my time. That was in 70, 87 and things like that. 67, you know, they had a myth about CC Sweden. Mm-hmm. But can I say on Guardian Radio that CC Sweden has given the Bahamas one of the best talk show hosts in this country?
I didn't go to CC Sweden.
No, and the person of Mr. Rodney Munger.
Okay, I understand. Get me confused there. Go ahead, go ahead.
No. But CC, you know, the Commodore of the Defense Force.
The former Commissioner of Police.
Former Commissioner. CC did some things, you know.
Sounded like your produce.
Being pushed the way it should be pushed.
Yes.
You know, I am waiting for CC now to give us a prime minister.
Maybe soon.
And it's soon on the way.
I think so.
I like that.
I think so, but I can continue listening.
I appreciate
you're doing
that.
Well. You're representing CC on a high note. I know Mr. Munko to being proud.
Yes, definitely. I am impressed, and we need to be reminded of the great things that public schools in general, and in this particular time, CC Sweden has accomplished.
Yeah, and you know, they used to call CC back in the day the big dollars.
I grew up hearing that.
But listen, that was not a badge of disgrace. That was a badge of honor. Because back in the day, they didn't have no records of girls getting pregnant in school. What A. Leonard Archer did, he realized that a lot of girls were being put out of school because they were being pregnant at other schools. And what he did, he formulated a program to accept those girls after they had children to come back to school.
There you go.
So they called CC the big dollars, but they were not the big dollars because the girls were not getting pregnant in CC. The girls were given a second chance at CC. So CC is considered a school of a second chance.
And a school of opportunity.
Opportunity.
And a school of accepting it. Yeah, that's good. That's inclusion. Something to celebrate. And inclusion,
yeah.
So I want to hear what you're giving back
okay.
to the school.
Like I said, back 20 years ago, our class gave back. We gave some, I think it was 10 or 15,000. I stand to be corrected on that. But I know it was more than $10,000 that we gave up.
Your class alone raised $10,000?
Yes, man. I told you we had a humanitarian. She donated, I think it was between 10 and 15. I don't have that information before
now.
But she did that. We met with Dolores Ingram, who was the then principal at that time, and we made a presentation. We have still been doing a lot of stuff like, through the years, you know, life happens and so things. So this is our chance now to come back and we want to do something big. It depends on how much money we raise. We want to give back majority of that money to the school.
Is that important for your class to give back to the school?
It's very important. Even the last reunion we had and we had a dance and we went out and we bought uniforms and everything to go back to school, but we donated those uniforms to the students. Mm-hmm. A lot of us, like myself, we're involved in charity work, doing stuff like that, giving back. So we're always giving back. Mm-hmm. There's always things that we're looking to do and to improve the quality of education for our students at CC Sweden. And like I said, I like to give honor to where honor is due. I like what Aaron Bailey is doing, and we're hoping to
formulate. Aaron Bailey is active.
They're very active, and I like how their GPA has even gone up because they are
pride
and involvement. Mm-hmm. And that is the same thing we want to produce with our alumni. We want to give that same pride, help our students. And I don't understand, and a lot of them don't know the history of CC Sweden. So that is why a lot of them, they have big dollars. And so a lot of them are depressed because they don't know the meaning of why the school called Big Dollar. So I'm glad that he brought that up and he talked about CC Sweden and what we produce, but also to let you know that CC Sweden was a school of opportunity and second chances. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You understand me? And so this is what we aim to do within our 40-year celebration is bring an awareness. bring an awareness of who we are as CC Sweden Cold Press. We were the sports champions. I remember
CC being one of the
dominant powerhouses back in the day.
Track and field. SAC and CC was battling out.
All the time.
Now we're hearing SAC and QC. I'm not used to CC not being there and calling their name.
Well, that's what we aim to push that pride back into our students, for them to realize that we were the powerhouse of the day back in the day, and we could retrieve that. All right, so that's what we're all about.
I remember this, they had a CC guy named Jax, and when Jax come on the field, he leave everyone by like a mile.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Back in the day.
I have a text here, say, good morning, and CC Sweden. Good morning, and CC Sweden is the best school since public schools started. I asked Mother Pratt. I asked across industries. The best if the Bahamas came from CC Sweden, and Rodney Monka never took CC Sweden out of his blood. Many firsts in the country came from CC Sweden. If I tell you, it will mesmerize you. And it's good to hear. We need to hear more stories and more success stories.
Yes.
And I'm hoping that your year in the class of 86, that you highlight what your fellow graduates are doing, you know? But take their picture. Put it on Facebook.
Yeah, man. You know? We're doing stuff. And the other day, like I said, we had a celebration with, I think it was 2 years ago, when they had a big, it was one of the other celebration, and I think it was well attended. The Governor General, everyone was there. It was a big celebration, and we want to do an even bigger celebration. We want to take it back, really back. We want to take our children and our grandchildren. I know I have grandchildren. I have 4 grandchildren. Mm-hmm. I have 2 kids. And I want my kids to experience some of what I experienced back in the day. Because a lot of our grandchildren don't know about shooting marbles. And we're hoping that we could probably do something at the Botanical Garden, shoot marbles, do stuff like that, and take it back to Hotchkiss. Let kids see what it was to play outside, not just to be on the computer.
We have another caller who wants to engage you.
Okay.
But I know your class is active. You're communicating WhatsApp and doing activities.
Yeah,
but are you plugged into a bigger alumni association or not yet?
Yeah, we are plugged in.
So there is a CC Sweden Alumni Association.
There is a CC Sweden Alumni Association.
I need to get them on the radio and talk about them.
Get them on.
Let's go to the caller. Guiding Radio AM, you're live.
Yeah, I just wanted to say I attended in 1981.
Okay.
We would have had first then into government. We would have CEOs. We would have a lot of people, individuals who went on and did exceptionally well in the government sector. And so, you know, I don't have the time to go into everything, but we had people who was in charge of the government sector, former treasurers for the Treasury Department. So, you know, we did exceptionally well.
I need to hear CC Sweden's story. Because this is like news to me to know that there are prominent figures and so many are coming out of CC Sweden. And now, only because class of 86 here now, I hear it about it. And the gentleman called and said, man, his class doing well. How come the one coming on the radio and talking about what all they doing?
Well, I don't know if people are tuning in because it's a Friday and maybe we weren't aware that you have the show about CC. But I will say this. For all schools, I attended Oaksfield, which is now Eva Hilton, and I attended CC Sweden. I took it upon myself to learn who CC Sweden was. And so a lot of individuals would have attended school, AF Adley, H.O. Nash, and do not know the names of the individuals who the school is named after. And so this is how we instill pride within ourselves, to learn who the school is named after and the individuals who attended the school. So let me just interrupt you.
I appreciate it. But don't forget, on February 28th.
Yeah, man, we're looking for you to join us down there on February 28th. It's going to be a blast. Old school. We're going to be having some fun. It's going to be a grown folks party.
All right, do well.
All right, thank you. You know, please come out.
He's a class of 94. We grew up in reggae. We grew up in dance hall. And
you know.
On a boat. But we would never call him too, man. Let's call and talk to you, man. Let's call him.
Go ahead.
Kermit, let's squeeze this call in. Go ahead, Guardian Radio AM. You're live.
Guardian Radio?
Yes, it is. We're talking with Ivan Moxie from CC Sweden, class of 86. Go ahead.
Good morning. I'm from a class of 78.
Wow.
I'm the president of class of 78 CC Sweden. And many good things came out of CC Sweden.
So I hear it.
The former commissioner of police, Clayton Fernando.
My God.
CC Sweden.
Mm-hmm.
The former immigration chief, Clarence Russell. He's from our class.
Wow.
Mr. King from the Defense Force. We got a lot of good people that came. Could anything good come out of CC Sweden?
I asked that question, and clearly, yes. You all didn't have a CC Sweden day.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. We I appreciate class of 86, and I'm going to get some of my fellow 78 to join you at that 86 celebration on the 28th.
Please come on down, man. We're looking for your support, and anything you guys are doing, just let us know so that we can support. Yeah. This is what it's all about. Each one help one, and that's what we're doing. That's our main goal. And I didn't hear you mention Judy Hart. Remember Judy Hart? Judy Hart, I think she held a good position there at the College of Bahamas for many years as well.
Yeah, and Dr. Ruth at the College of Bahamas, she's won the lectures. She from Sweden class 78.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, so yes. We got a lot of good folks from CC Sweden.
I appreciate
you. I just call you to encourage you.
Yes.
Thank you, man. Thank you. We appreciate the support. And if anyone else out there want to lend their support and call in and share with us, man, we'll be more than happy.
We have one more call. Let's engage this caller before you run down everything in our last 3 minutes. Go ahead, caller.
Hi. Good day.
Good day. You're live.
Okay. You know what that school was called before it was back?
What was it called?
Grant Wade Primary.
Okay.
Have you ever heard, I'm asking you, gentlemen, have you ever heard about that school?
I never heard about Wentworth, to be honest with you. I try to be as honest as I can be, but I've never heard about Wentworth Primary. But I knew that the old side of the school, before they split it again, was the old side was the Teachers College. I remember that because
right, across the street.
Yeah, Teachers College.
Right.
Yeah.
Where CC Street is now.
Okay.
Well, I'm a potential alumni from there. I have about 20 years ahead of you.
Okay.
But that was Wentworth. When they closed it down back in 1973, I think, and they sent everybody to Uriah Maxey, but that was Wentworth, and somebody calling it there, Wentworth Primary.
I appreciate
I appreciate that information.
And I congratulate you for that. Cause
thank you.
CC Sweden always has, after that, they had this, you know, the big dollar.
Yeah, they had a stigma. But now, Moxie explained what that all that means. The School of Second Chances. So I'm glad he was here to explain that. So I can actually go herald the greatness of CC. We have three more minutes. I want to give a phone number.
Yes, phone number. Yeah, our phone
number? To contact you to buy tickets and stuff.
Okay, yeah, buy tickets. My number is 803-8970.
Do it again.
That's 803-8970.
And that's in case someone want
to
buy.
Man, call me up. We got the tickets. They're hot off the press. And we want to give away 2 tickets this morning.
Can I give them away Monday morning?
Oh, you could do that on Monday morning.
I won't have things to give away.
Yeah, man. You could give them,
Read what on the ticket. Morning. Read what on the ticket. And I'll have it as a big thing.
All right.
I'll call it a class of 86 day on Monday morning.
Okay, that sounds like a plan. If you want me to come back on Monday morning, I'll be more than happy to come back and expand. All right? So it is a post-Valentine day celebration. We're going to have it on February 28th. It's going to be at the school's auditorium. We also, it says the theme is Let's Dance. Now, you know, back in the day, we had Whitney Houston was top on the charts, was just coming out. We had Prince. We had all those good artists. Lionel Richie was popping off. Patti LaBelle, all of them was popping off back in the day. And we're going to have a lot of those music from the 80s and backward. So we want to tell everyone, please, I'm going to leave these tickets with him. And like he says, we have some trivias I would like to share with you on that day. We will use, I'm going to pass these to you right now, and we're going to have some trivias on that day, and we're going to sit, and we're going to see how many persons we could get to call in and see who could be the lucky winner of the ticket.
Yeah, we can have Monday be CC, you coming Monday?
Yes, man,
we can have
course.
Monday be CC Sweden Day.
Yes.
And any past alumni could call and talk about CC Sweden, because I want to know if anything great come from CC Sweden.
Man,
I know.
Before we go, I was honored 2 years ago as a national hero of the country.
You?
Yes, one of the, I was honored for my service to the community.
Good
and
for you.
And so I'm thankful, so I'm one of the persons, one of the national heroes from CC Sweden.
When you come back, bring some other CC Sweden people too.
I will bring a couple more of them. You know, a lot of them, because of commitments, they couldn't make it here this morning, but we'll have a bigger team with me.
Now you know, Monday.
Monday.
Will be CC Sweden Day.
Live and direct.
We can insert what you're doing again with your anniversary stuff, but yes. Monday is CC Sweden Day. Anything about CC Sweden.
Yes.
And so
we're going to let the school know too, so that they can let the kids know, so that they can feel proud.
Because tell their parents. The principal come. Come on.
Yeah, we're going to see if we can get the principal to attend Monday. Us on Monday.
Monday, CC Sweden Day.
Thank you very much.
And you can lead the charge because class of 86 celebrating. How much years you all been in school?
40 years. 40 years. Generation.
And then I really have
to. And it's a celebration of what? Life.
There you go.
You're going to be celebrating.
There you go. This has been Guardian Radio AM. That's Mr. Moxie, who is a representative of the class of 86. They're having a big celebration on February 28th. This big dance. Big dance. And they already have me committed that Monday could be CC Sweden Day. We can celebrate CC Sweden and see if anything good come from that school. You negotiate to see if you get a principal or some person here.
We'll try our best and we'll see if we can have someone.
You can do it. You can do it.
I know. Listen.
It can be done.
This is a persuasive group.
There you go.
86.
Awesome. 1986.
Great and fabulous.
Yes.
You know.
This has been Guardian Radio AM. Have a happy Valentine's Day. Go out. Go out and celebrate. Go out and celebrate or buy something nice. Buy candy. Right? Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye. Don't drop it, girl,
stop. Oh, please don't stop. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.